Great to be with you again tonight. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Tiens Jacobs, and I've got the privilege of sharing with you. Next Sunday evening, we'll have Andre Creer here. He is the pastor from East London. He really focuses on the healing ministry. He's got such tremendous testimonies, and he's recently written a book, Heaven's Flow, which is about the fivefold ministry. I can really recommend it. He's going to be here. He's going to share, so you'll receive something very good, so please come and enjoy that. By the way, he was a pastor that was instrumental as well with the start of this congregation. We were together in the Tigerberg congregation about, between 10 and 12 years ago, and he sort of started off his congregation, then I took over. So, it'll be great to have him here as well. And what a joy, what a privilege to be with you guys here tonight. For those of you that don't know that well, you're so welcome here. For those that I do know quite well, thanks for being still here. But what a privilege of walking the road together. What a privilege. I mean, guys like Abby and Cora, when we were still at UCT years ago, when the students will steal the cake that we put out for the social afterwards, at least we bless somebody. And we're still here. We're walking the road together. And I want to tell you that God sees you. I know this is end of the year. It's like comrades. I know from personal experience. It's like comrades. The last 10 Ks, you don't talk to anyone. Even the devil is not talking to you in the last 10 Ks. It's end of the year slog. But I want to tell you that God sees you. God sees you and God knows you. And God is with you. And what a privilege to spend this time together and to be together as a congregation. And what I'd like to do for tonight is just to sort of just start talking about what waits for us for next year. And just to try and open some of the topics. And I'd like to just start talking about thought leadership tonight, which is a weird thing to talk about in church, right? I mean, thought leadership. Why do we talk about thought leadership in church? And you'll see just now why I'm going to do that. But let me just maybe start at our theme for next year. So every year, we pick a theme. Every year, we try and build bit by bit on this congregation, what is happening here. And I have a theme that we're focusing on next year. And let me just say that we tend to focus on themes when we build on something, because it's not about starting a new ministry or doing something more. It's about just listening to what God is saying to us. What is it that we're supposed to focus on? And what we feel as a church group that is important for us for next year is the topic being one. That is a theme for next year. For us, particularly in this congregation, the focus for 2017, if we go to the next slide, is being one. What it means to us is to walk in unity with Jesus and with each other. You know, we live in a divided nation, divided society. To walk in unity. I think that is a worthy goal, to walk in unity with Jesus, but also with each other, renewing our minds and engaging broader issues, all right? And that's what I'm going to start focusing on a slap bit more tonight, broader issues, tackling broader issues, talking about broader issues in this nation and beyond, and aligning our hearts with him and others. So it's a hard thing as well, being his hands and his feet. So we'll obviously talk a lot more about that. But for tonight, I'd really like to start talking about the issue of thought leadership. And, recently, if we just look at what's happening, we obviously have a rise of social media and echo chambers. Echo chambers is where the same thing, people that's like-minded, they say the same thing, they keep on saying the same thing until that's all that you hear, until you think that is all that there is. Until you think, if I think otherwise, there's something wrong with me, all right? People being forced. It is not good to have an individual opinion anymore, in case you haven't noticed that. We're often told what we should think, but who decides what you should think? What is it based on? Rise of social media, we see more and more of that. The word of the year, according to Oxford Dictionary, the word of the year for 2016 is post-truth. It means that we live in a society where truth... Hey, go to the next slide. Go on. There we go.